We've been hearing it for years. As the homes start to deteriorate and get worse, there obviously is a lot of energy being released from the home. There's many families contact me to say their heating bills have almost doubled. They've no way to keep the heat inside their homes. So next week there is a kit which is free of charge from the local libraries across Donegal, and I think that's available from Tuesday the 10th of February. Where you can loan this toolkit for a week to check your energy consumption. So what I'm asking is anyone to do that and send me the results. If you're in a home not affected by defective concrete or a home with defective concrete, to get that comparison between the two properties is what I'm really looking for, and I'd appreciate if anyone could send the data on to me that they get when they do that.
And you said this will show a clear difference. How significant is the energy loss within homes affected by defective concrete compared to those not?
Yeah, well, certainly in my own case with defective blocks, you know, obviously my energy bill increased quite substantially as the cracks widened. And we know some of these properties now, you know, as the deterioration continues, you can nearly put your hand through the cracks of the walls. You know, they're big enough now for rodents to come through the walls, and it's impossible to heat. So a lot of people are coming to me to say in the winter their fuel bills are almost double, Ryan, and you know that's something that we, you know, homeowners cannot keep up with, you know. So that's why if we have the statistics to prove this, we could force this through and see what can be done to help homeowners.
And provided some good data comes in and there's lots of participation, what would you like to see happen in response to this?
Yeah, well, obviously, you know, a fuel allowance for these properties would be the ideal solution for anyone in a defective block home. You know, that, you know, we do have a low disposable income here, and families are already, you know, struggling with the cost of living crisis, you know. And this is an added burden on top of living in an unsafe and unhealthy home, which homeowners need to have addressed. And if we have that data, we can then look into it and get hopefully something put in place to help them with their energy costs.